Pasuk says in Parshas Vayetze when Yaakov Avinu sent the mincha to Esav, so it says over there in Perkel and Beis Pasuk Tezayin that he sent him gemalim meinekes uvneim shloshim paris arbaim aparim asara asenis esem vayarim asara. So part of the behemoth that he sent him was gemalim meinekes and bneim and their children and their sons shloshim altogether was 30. So the Pasuk says the word bneim over here means the sons, the children of the gemalim. But Rashi over here brings down the chiddush to Kapshat from the Medrash that you don't read a b'neim, but you read a bana ehem, those who build them, which refers to their husbands. Zachek and Egin Akeva, Lefisha Tzenu, B'tashmash, L'Pirsim HaKosov. So basically, Chazal learning that the b'neim does not mean a lashon ben, lashon of a child, but it means a lashon of b'neim, which means the husband, and it's referring to the husbands of the of Gemalim. And the Pella is, where did Chazal see this to darshan such a drasha to be? Might see the pasuk mipshutai, why not learn kipshutai, that b'neim means b'neim? Why do you have to say that b'neim means b'neim, means a husband? Why can't it mean a ben? And then the Sefer Devedar al-Atayr from the Taz. The Taz says a beautiful hasbir based on our sugi over here. And Daf Ein Ches Amud Beis, the Mishnah says that Hamecher Es HaChamar, Macher Es HaSiach. That if you sell the Chamar, we assume that you sell the baby as well. But Macher Es HaPar, Lo Macher Es Bana, then we don't assume that you're selling the child as well. The Gemara is bothered. Why is it? Why is it by the Chamar we assume that the child is Nechal and the Mechira, but by the Par not? And the Gemara ends up saying over here that we're talking about Amar Le Chamar Menika, Par Menika, Ani Marichalach. He mentioned that I'm selling a Chamar Menika and a Par Menika, one who is nursing. So Bishma Parah, you can remember the Chalva Baila. By the Parah, you could say the reason why you mention Manika is because you want to make sure that the Chalav is Nichla on the Mechira. You want a Parah to be able to milk in order that you should be able to drink the milk. Ela Chamar, my Kamerle. But by Chamar, you can't drink the milk anyways. It's Asr Bachila. So why did you mention Manika? Must be Shvamina, Hibna Kamerle. Must be you meant to include Benan. You mentioned Manika to say that somebody who has a child and therefore the child is Nichla on the Mechira. That's the Chalav between Parah and Chamar. So the male effect of Taz, he says over here, the Pasuk says, Gemalim. Meinikos b'neim shleishim. Why is it necessary to mention b'neim? Once you say meinikos by a gamal, the hechach then includes the ben because there's no reason. You can't say you said meinikos out the chalav. Chalav is also ba'achila. Elama, you mentioned meinikos to say that there's a ben as well. So once that includes the ben, why does the pasuk have to again repeat b'neim? So that's why Chazal. That's what Chazal are bothered with, and therefore they dash in the b'neim does not mean b'neim. Rather, b'neim means bana'ayim, which refers to the bow, because if it meant the ben is already included with the word meinikos. That is the beautiful hezber from the Taz. And it's brought down, I saw once in the Sefer, that when the Taz was a Bacher, he was learning by his future Shver, the Bach, and somebody asked his kasha to the Bach, why the Pasuk, like Chazal Darshan, the B'nai means B'nai'im, and the Bach didn't have a Teretz, and the Taz, as a young Bacher, said this Teretz that I just mentioned, and the Bach was so misspelled from that he decided to take him as an Edom because of this Teretz that he said. So that's the hezber of the Taz. But upon him, there's a kasha in this, Nachanim asked that, L'chaira, it doesn't make sense because we're talking over here. This mincha was going to Esav. Esav could, he didn't keep kosher, he could drink treif of milk. So, Legabi Esav, maybe Menikos does make a pshutai, like it means by us, by para, it means the chalav. Maybe over here he meant to include the chalav, Legabi Esav. L'chaira, it's mutter for Esav to eat the chalav. There's no lifnei over here, so why can't you say kapshutai? Then it means the chalav. And Ramela, it's harder kushal duch that there's no hekuch, that b'neim means banayim. Maybe b'neim takla means the sons. And I saw Teretz Achanim say that. Even Legabi Esav, there would be an Esav here to eat the chalav, but for a different reason, because really the Gemara says in Bechayr said every chalav should be also because of Evi Menachai, it's Yitzim Menachai, and there should be an Esav to eat the chalav, the Gemara says in Vavim Beis. And the only reason why it's Mutter for us is because we have a Pasuk, that's Exerus HaKasav, that's Matar Chalav. For a year, they were allowed to drink the chalav, but if not for that heter, Avada would be Yasser. So they want to say that heter is only said for Yisrael, was not said for Bnei Noach. The heter of drinking chalav was only said to us, but Kohen never have that heter. The heter wasn't given to them, so by them it's hadr l'duchta, the iser that is also mishum evim menachai, and therefore menikos can't be coming to include the chalav, even the gabi esav, and in Mela that was the hechach that b'neiyah means b'neiyah and not b'neiyah.